The Chicago Blackhawks hit the road for a three-game trek, and they follow the sun to Glendale, Arizona, to cross paths with the Arizona Coyotes. Arizona with the puck, left wing side, Rishoffi score! Moving in from the point is Dyson Mayo, and he goes upstairs on Marc-Andre Fleury, an early marker for Arizona. And for Dyson Mayo, it's his second on this season. Quick start for the Coyotes. As Dylan Strome to the ice for Doc. Back door for DeBrincat and Rob on a cross-ice post-to-post catching glove save by Karel Pavelka. Wow! Coyotes off the ice, being able to get the puck out of their own zone. Now 1 minute to go in the first frame. Right wing side, Shane Gostisbehere. Out to the blue line. Long wrist shot, that pinball's through. They score. It changed directions multiple times, but it gets past the right leg pad of Marc-Andre Fleury. It looks like Barrett Hayton might get the last touch on this one. And the Coyotes take a 2-0 lead with a goal in the final minute of the first period. Out to the blue line, long wrist shot, right pad, save as Murphy fires it, banks in, and Doc gets a piece and scores. That one popped up. It was a slow roller to the right of Pavelka, and then he goes rolling back to try and cover it up. It goes in the air, and Kirby Doc connects to make it a one-score contest. An early goal for the Chicago Blackhawks. Dyson Mayo pitching it from the blue line. Pitched a little too far. Blackhawks have numbers going the other direction as Mackenzie Entwistle fires and scores! Entwistle busting in on the odd man rush as again Mayo pitched in a little too tight. And the Blackhawks went rolling out the other direction. And for Mackenzie Entwistle, it's his fourth on the year. And we got ourselves a tie hockey game early in the second period. Coyotes is going to win the draw to the left circle. Marc-Andre Fleury working across the ice for Kessel. Deflection in front. They score. Kessel put it on a tee. And right on top of the crease is going to be Travis Boyd for the tap-in. And a power play mark for the Coyotes. Take a 3-2 lead with 10:04 to go in the second. Arizona right off the face-off. Clayton Keller from a distance scores. Heavy traffic in front of Marc-Andre Fleury. And it's an early goal for the Coyotes. And for Keller, it's his team leading 11th off this season. And he makes it 4-2. And then attack again. Here's Phil Kessel on the blue line. And a quick pass across right wing circle. Larson, his wrist shot. That one wide. Plenty of traffic again around Marc-Andre Fleury. Dug out into the blue line. Taken by Giannis Mosier. Mosier to Kessel. Kessel down low. One-timer, they score! Tic-tac-toe, it's Larson on the back door. And it's 5-2. Coyotes. Games having to curl back out to center ice as the Blackhawks lost it. Seth Jones jumping in. They'll dump it right back in. And that'll find its way around to the far corner. It's Kane and Taves. The blue line, Stillman right point. Across the ice for McCabe. Wrist shot, they score! Jonathan Taves right on top of the blue paint. And the Hawks get one back. It's 5-3 with 13:31 to go in the third period. Kirby Doc brings it around the boards for Alex DeBrincat. Frees up some space. DeBrincat out to the blue line. He's got Seth Jones left point. Jones walking to the middle of the ice. Now hands it over to Kane right circle. Patrick Kane a couple of steps on top of it. Works to the middle of the ice. Brister off a skate. Chips in. Pavelka one-timer. They score! Alex DeBrincat on a great chip by Dylan Strome to get it across. And the Hawks are within one on a power play goal. He's going to win another one off the icing as Alex DeBrincat left wing circle pulls the trigger. He gets blocked up. Keller coming up with it. Keller out to center ice. Little give and go down the wing to Larson on the backhand. He scores with the empty net. That's going to be the hat trick goal for Johan Larson on the empty netter. Scored late in the first period. Added a power play goal here earlier in the third, and he gets the ENG, and the hats start to come down from Gila River Arena. But as the puck comes down the left side, the horn pierces the air in the background, and the Chicago Blackhawks see their winless skid go to six contests, and it's up a 6-4 setback to the Arizona Coyotes.